The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hello, welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely...
Me. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Miss on a bike, how are you?
I'm really well. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm okay. How's your short, fat, hairy legs?
They're all right, actually, at the minute.
Are they?
Not so hairy, because it's race season, so why would you have them hairy? Bit of aerodynamic.
Ah, you've been shaving.
Yep. Well, yeah.
My Twitter app is driving me nuts. We got loads and loads of tweets today. I had it all set up, ready to start reading from the bottom.
Yep.
Yeah. And then my phone went off, and when I put it back on, do you think I can find anything? Can I?
Well, I'm going to start then with one, because I'm going to give them a big start from...
Before you do that, let me just say a big, big thank you to this week's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at ZC Social Media. Please do find out... We've got to talk about it later on in the show anyway. Please do find the details, though, for ZC Live 2019 this year. We'll tell you all about it later in the show. But thank you to ZC Social Media and the folks at ZC Live 19 for sponsoring this week's show.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. All happening on the 31st of May, but we'll tell you about it later.
Yes, yes.
Go for it.
Are you ready for this one?
I am now, yeah.
This is the first one out of the bag, and they deserve it because they are non-stop supporters each week, week in, week out. You ready for this, Mr. Andrew?
Yeah, go for it.
Carsfromkent.com.
Ah, your little stalker.
Hey, you Mitch. Don't even get a mention.
I know.
He's
cut me out altogether.
How do you feel about this? We're a team.
Yeah, yeah.
Without you, there's no me. Without me, there's, you know, yeah, but what's going on?
I don't think Mitch has the same feelings about me as he has about you.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Hello, Burner Bike. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Buy, sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com.
Fantastic.
Love it. Mitch, there is your shout out. It's the first one out of the box, the bag today. How are you, Mr. Andrews? Because we go straight into what? We never do that.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm okay. You know, struggling by. My Twitter thing is really driving me nuts at the moment. I had it all set up and now it's all over the shop. And I'm getting really fed up with Twitter. But I don't know if you've seen.
Why don't you start a new platform then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's stop complaining about it.
But have you seen that they've got a whole new Twitter thing that they're rolling out gradually, but I haven't fixed any of the bugs with the last one yet, and that's what really annoys me about techies. They don't fix bugs, they just invent new things you don't need. And this is annoying.
You can rant if you want, Nettie. I mean, we're not used to you being here, so we love it.
Oh, shit.
I love it.
Did you see what she did there?
I love that. We've got you in. Go.
I'm not being funny, but when did you start doing the show from 1 till 3? I thought it was 10 past.
I wish we had cameras in when you walked in, because literally Paul and I were a gag and a gog.
We were.
Yeah, yeah. I might call you that, gag and a gog. Which one's he?
I had a chapter in my book called A Gag and a Gog.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm more to the point.
Hold on. Don't gloss over that. Don't gloss over that.
We'll come back to that. Before we went on air, I said I was in a ranty mood.
Oh, here
right?
we go. The finger's out for Nettie already.
Yeah.
Paul said he wasn't. And he's already ranted.
It's nonsense.
Don't believe everything you hear.
No. I miss my cue there with her book about gags and stuff.
Go back.
No, because he's already ruined. He's already been rude. Off air.
Yeah. I just thought she was trying to complete with 50 Shades or something.
No, you know, I was not.
Oh, right.
No. Okay.
That's another chapter.
A gog, you know. Like,
no, but you said gag.
Will you read the book?
Oh, I don't know. I've not read the book.
You've not read it?
No.
It's awful. It's not amazing. It's boring. It's awful. And it's written very badly.
What, your book?
No, mine is the opposite of that. Mine's the opposite of that, marketed badly and not successful in any shape or form. That's my book, beautifully written. Whereas theirs is not, and marketed beautifully and very successful.
Cool.
Nettie, what do you want to rant about, love?
No, I'm not ready to rant yet.
Okay.
I feel like I need to...
Saving it up.
I am. It's a bit early in the show for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bird, do you want to start off with an email?
I will, yes. And I'm going to start off with this one because it is the theme of the week, which is Mental Health Awareness Week 2019. We'll be focusing on body image issues, and Kent Community Foundation would love to hear from charities with initiatives in this arena who may need financial support. So one successful body issue project funded by Kent Community Foundation was the Double Edge Programme. from Touch Base Care, CIC based in Folkestone. Double Edge was designed to build confidence and self-esteem among the touch-based care members living with disabilities through weekly creative workshops on the theme of body image and self-expression. Now, this is a four-month program which used plaster and cast, so portrait, live drawing, and resulted in a full body casting, which is interesting. I'd love to know how that went for them. The completed work was exhibited in the touch-based care centre, and that's the Brewery Tap Project Space in Horsebridge Arts Centre in Whitstable. And that's the Kent Community Foundation awarded Touch Base Care a grant of £1,900 to pay for the materials and tuition. And I love that because it means so much to me, understanding that body image, that that understanding of space, of proximity. So you need to go on to which is touchbasecare.org.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, and they say, hello, Paul. Hello, Vanilla Web. Hello, Business Bunker. If we may, we would love to hear our name on the Business Bunker show today. Thank you. Well, of course, that's Michael Park's Surveyors over there in Medway.
Nice. Who are the ones who've been sending us the great photos of the lovely loft space and all that? Who's been doing that?
That was them. Yeah,
that's what
Michael
I thought.
Parks.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Send us some photos, Michael Parks. I've really enjoyed them each week.
Yeah, I think it's Emma that does their social media account, I think.
Emma.
Yeah.
Go on.
And Michael Park's Surveyors, I think, are primarily commercial estate agents in Medway.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, cool. So, thank you for that. I've given up with my phone-based Twitter account.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, hi, Paul. This is Romney Resource RRC. So, Romney Resource Centre are running a Level 2 food safety course on the 16th of May. That's 2 days' time.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, and the time is running out to book a space on the course. So, you need to go either via their Twitter or their Facebook to book your space, or get ready to write this down, 01797 367 455. And if you think to yourself, what was all that, it's Romney Resource, and you can get them through Twitter.
Cool. Hey, listen, it's Business Vision Live tomorrow, isn't it?
It is.
Up at the event center. If you're exhibiting there tomorrow, why don't you tweet me with your stand number and we'll give you a shout out.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so tweet.
Are you going?
We've got a stand.
Who's we?
Jobs in Kent.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm not going, no.
Are you not going at all for the day?
Probably not, no.
Oh, I can't go, can I?
No, you can't go because...
No, I've got a show tomorrow.
You've got a show tomorrow. She never plugs this. She never mentions her show, The Conversation with Bird, at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, ever.
I just thought I'd mention just thought I'd mention it.
She never mentions it.
Nice and early today. Usually it slipped in right at the end.
But did you see how she fooled me into that?
I did.
Are you going tomorrow?
Thank you.
I'm not. No, nor am I.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm doing really something amazing in the evening.
What are you?
So, yeah. Yeah. We've got time to talk?
Yeah, go on.
Well, let's talk. I have been trying to get, so if he's listening in, and another person, so I've been trying to get the Strength Temple on my show for a year. Now, if you're into yoga and you're into breath work and everything, you would know who
you're
this person is.
You're into what?
Breath work.
Oh, breath work.
And you know who this person is. He's massive.
I thought it was my kind of thing for a minute there.
He's massive on Instagram. Love him, love him, love him. Right. Ex-rugby player who had multiple injuries, who's then gone into yoga and really built a great... following. I don't know about his business, so that would be something I'd like to talk to him about, but he's got a great high engagement following on Instagram. So I thought, come on my show, we want to talk to you, we want to talk about your journey and everything. Anyway, because we're a little bit away, he's in Wales, but he comes to London quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down to me for the show is a day out, isn't it? Not being rude, it's a day out of your business. So he's gone, I can't do it at the minute. Then there was another company called By Sarah London. I'm going somewhere with this. And she does organic face products.
Right.
I love them, love them, love them. Rang her up. And this is what I do all the time. I reach out to these people who you've probably never heard of before, who really wouldn't think, well, why would I want to come on your show anyway? So I reach out to them and usually people say yes, or then I get a lot of no's, and I've been getting a lot of no's at the minute. And they said, no, it's really not something we want to do at the minute. And then I see they're in Forbes magazine. Channel Radio? Forbes magazine? Non-comparable.
Yeah.
I don't know. She picked the wrong one, I feel.
Exactly, yeah.
So anyway,
who wants Forbes, yeah? A million subscribers.
Nonsense.
Rubbish.
So,
Do you know what? Sorry to interrupt. The editor of Forbes once rang me while I was live on it. I did a show for a mate of mine who runs a business show in New York, and I stood in for him, and the editor of Forbes rung me while I was on air. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Have you got their number?
Oh, yeah.
Did he think it was your mate?
Yeah. He rang up and went, okay, where's Ken? He's in Singapore, and he went, oh. Sorry, carry on.
Well, and we would never treat our guests that way.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Strength Temple was doing a workshop in the By Sarah London. I always want to say Sarah by London, and it's just so By Sarah London. They're putting a workshop on together. So guess what I'm doing?
Go on.
I'm going.
Are you?
Oh yeah. You say no, I'll be there. Right. I can make it up to London.
Are you going to trail around with a microphone going?
Okay.
What do you think about this? Give us a few words on this.
I was going to say to him, oh, you could have come down today. Because it's a Wednesday. He could have been on my show tomorrow.
So really, you're stalking?
Not really.
Yeah, she is.
It's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of perspective. I say no, you say yes.
Listen, Your Honour, let's get this straight. It was a perspective, yeah? You say I was talking, I'm just saying I was interviewing him.
Yeah. You couldn't make it to Ken. I'm just proving 37 minutes on the high speed was all it took. Yeah?
On a Wednesday. Clearly, you could have made it, because I've got here after doing my show to your workshop at 6:30 tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Thank you, Bird.
Pleasure.
I'm glad
What's
we know.
His name? I feel like we should warn him.
Richie Norton, the Strength Temple. Go on, you tweet it out, everybody.
Run.
Right, well, thanks.
You know who I am. That's all I'm saying.
She's the little blonde one behind you.
After Wednesday.
Oh, dear.
Wasted talent, isn't I?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Without a doubt.
Anyway, after all of that, it's given Jobs in Kent the time to tweet me and tell me that they're on stand 281 tomorrow.
Perfect.
So if you want to see the folks from Jobs in Kent, but not me because I'm not going to be there, stand 281 at Biz Vision Live.
Do you run fear into them if they don't tweet you? So they're like, God, the CEO's told us to blah, 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 blah. You.
Jobs in Kent?
Yeah.
No, if I rang them up and said, hello, it's me, they go, who are you?
I like that. Don't you think that's the best way to do business?
Yeah, by not being known to your staff.
Yes.
I've told you the story, haven't I?
I know.
I've told it loads of times. A couple of years ago.
I don't know if we believe you, if I'm really honest.
Really? Do you not? Well, that's all right then. Oh, for goodness sake.
You nearly dropped it, didn't you?
I did, but it keeps switching off. No, I was at a networking meeting a couple of years ago, and some lad walks up to me and said, hello, you're Paul, aren't you? And I went, yeah, who are you? And he said, whatever his name was, Jason or whatever. And I said, what do you do, Jason? He said, I work for you. And I went, oh, are you new? And he went, no.
No.
Yeah. I don't go there. I don't go in. I have a whole team of people that manage for me. I haven't been into the office in Maidstone for over 4 months.
That is brilliant.
It's delegation, that's
how
called.
Did you feel?
Stupid.
Oh, did you? That's good. At least there is some human being there.
There's a human there.
That's good.
No. I mean, I should know who works for me, shouldn't I,
you
really?
Should.
Fact is, I don't.
Well, this is...
But talking about that, I've got another tweet from another lot that worked for me.
Go on.
This is from Fruit...
Look how he introduces them. Another lot that work for me. That's role modelling. To the peak, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Well, it's about our new member of staff.
Do it.
It's from Fruitworks. And it says, hey, Bird on a Bike and Vanilla Web. A Business Bunker shout-out, please. Our centre manager, Tony, and his wife, Cara. Congratulations on the birth of baby Sebastian.
There you go.
So we've got a new member of staff.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
Has he got a desk?
He doesn't need a desk.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
no.
Yet.
Got a crawler mat. Yeah. Got a crawler mat.
High chair.
Yeah. No, we got one of those mice things that are on a crawler mat.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Well, the GIF off is cracked on this morning today now. So we've got the first one, as always, out of the gates with Butterfly Events. And she said, I have to disagree, Bird on a Bike. 50 Shades is great. That's all I'm going to say. Silence.
I'm not going there.
Leave it there.
Silence.
Did she put a GIF in with it?
She did.
Are you going to describe it?
It's not you.
It is part of the film.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, right, we'll just watch him for a while. But
Oh, here we go. I wonder why they'd all gone quiet over there.
Can you see all right, Kidsy?
Not quite.
There he is. There's Jamie.
Just enlarge
there
it.
He is.
You can put his face on Paul.
Yeah.
It's just boring.
Right. While they're all enjoying that gif, I'm going to tell you about something that's happening this Friday in Sevenoaks at the Stag Plaza. It's the Sevenoaks Wellbeing Show, and it's from 10 a.m. to 2. It's entirely free to get in. And also, during the show, in House in the Basement at the Stag Theatre, which is a place underneath, there's a number of workshops going on from 10:15 till 11. There's Fleur McCrone, who is talking about styling your body shape. I need some of that. At 11 to 12 is the Peacock Rooms. There's a hair and makeup tutorial. I definitely need that. My hair needs looking at. Stop it. At 12 to 1, and there's a charge for this one, it's Johnny's Little Sister, and it's a floristry masterclass. So do check it out. It's the Stag Sevenoaks this Friday, 10 till 2, the Sevenoaks Wellbeing Show.
Nice.
Good.
What?
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 Go on.
Oh, okay. Let's do an email.
You can do one more and then I'm going to play some music.
You can do one more. We now have a company page on LinkedIn. Please do follow and contribute on the discussion.
Yeah,
and
do.
What?
Follow.
Business Bunker.
Yeah.
Did you do this?
Yeah.
A service professional. LinkedIn.com. They've got a company business page. I know. This is what I have to deal with. The next Women in Business lunch takes place at Row Hill Grange. Where's that? Where's that to?
Swanley, Bexley. No, Swanley, Bexley area.
North.
Yeah.
North. Is that London?
North.
Oh, okay.
It's South London.
On June the 13th, all the dates to book here, and it's www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and it's category/business events. That's what you need to put in.
Absolutely. Yeah, do follow us. It's an experiment to see if it works. I think we got that.
What, on the LinkedIn?
Yeah.
I do loads on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I do loads on LinkedIn, but I just don't get the response that I get from Twitter. So I'm trying different things. I'm trying that. One of the things I don't like about that company page is there's no real way other than a comment under a post of interacting. And I'd much rather get interaction. I'd much rather hear from people about what they want, you know, recommended guests, items they want to hear about. Or I'd much rather have a conversation, but it doesn't allow you to do that.
Can't you do that just under you?
Yeah, you could do, but again, it's just comments. The only place that I know you can do it on LinkedIn is with a group, and I already have a group, which is imaginatively called Kent. Okay? Kent Group. I don't know how I thought of that. It does have 7,000 members.
Wow.
Yeah, 7,000 businesses.
So why can't you have a conversation on there then?
Well, you can. But what happened was LinkedIn faded groups away.
Yeah.
And it became very difficult, and then people stopped posting. They've actually tried to bring it back now, but people have moved away from it, yeah? And what you need to do is get it livened up again. And I've posted loads of things, but it's quiet at the moment.
I'll tell you who's doing quite well on there. Mm. I'm watching lots of stuff on LinkedIn and I'm liking the content. And they're doing lots of videos and it's fun. Maybe we should do it as well. Mm. Is Red Sprite. So Mark Gaisford is doing some really... Mm. And I want to watch it. It's engaging. And I'll just pick up one little thing and walk away. Mm. And maybe that's something we could steal from him.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, because Mark's involved with LinkedIn Local as well.
Yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Do you know what we're going to do now?
What have you got?
We're going to play some tunage.
What did you choose?
Well, I chose two things. Mm-hmm. I chose this thing because it's by a band that's got a cheesy connection to what we're going to talk about in a minute.
Okay.
It's Oasis. Do you get it? Oasis. We got Bruce on in a minute from Oasis.
Champagne Supernova?
Nah, I went for Wonderwall. Why not?
Louis plays this. It's awesome.
Yeah. He's good, isn't he?
Louis is. Yeah. He's awesome.
These two. Nah. Louis, brilliant.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely...
Riding a bike.
That's... No, I was gonna...
Did I get in there too quickly then?
No. I was gonna
be rude.
Yeah, I was gonna be rude. I was gonna say that.
Ernie?
No, I was gonna say that was your perspective.
Yeah, you seem to all find that really funny. I didn't see what I'd said funny.
It must have been the way you said it. Sorry, I'm just editing.
What are you doing?
I'm editing my play file because it's got all messed up. We've had another stand tweeted in. It's the lovely folks at Dragon Co-working. And they say, not long now until Business Vision Live, pop by the stand for a dragon slush.
Oh, is that like a slush puppy?
I guess so. They are on stand 267. So come and join us for a business slush on stand 267, they say.
Nice.
So do that. Cool.
Everybody's talking about it.
What?
Vision Live tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Except we're not going.
No, I'm out, so I might just pop in before the end, but I want to tell you about this. I just got this, and I know this event really well, although I haven't been for a couple of years. It's the King's School Canterbury, and they're telling us about the King's Week, which is a unique festival of music, drama, art and recreation that's been held at the King's School every year in the last week of the summer term since 1952, and it continues to attract thousands of visitors every year. There's more than 100 events in over 30 locations, ranging from jazz to dance, from classical music to a variety of plays, lectures and recitals. The whole thing is organised by the students. Yeah, everything is done by the students. One of the past students, my youngest son, was the director of King's Week when he was at school there. It's a fantastic thing. There's so many brilliant things. And there's a thing called Serenade, which is a classical concert in the grounds of the cathedral that takes place at night. It is absolutely unbelievable. But you have to get in quick for the tickets because they go really quickly. Anyway, if you want to find out what's on, you want to book a ticket, if you go to kings-week.co.uk and find out all about it. And King's Week this year takes place between the 27th of June and the 3rd of July. Cool.
Nice.
What you got?
Kimberly Stevens at Care in Kent. Hi, make my day. I'd like a shout out on Business Bunker for my amazing team of carers who organised a day trip for our clients to Festability Birchington at the weekend. This was done in their own time. How lovely. Videos, yeah. Photos on Facebook page, and Care in Kent give you a flavour of the fab time they all had. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is true giving, isn't it, to its utmost. So that is Kimberly Stevens at Care in Kent. I agree with you, Kimberly. What a great team you have.
We've had a tweet from my icky guy, Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike. Please give the food junkies a shout out for our first pop-up restaurant on Saturday, the 18th of May at 7 PM at Beet Bar in Margate. We're excited for our vegan steakhouse. Five courses to delight the senses.
See, we're going to get on this sausage thing again now, aren't we?
Probably.
Because we did this last time, didn't we? Nettie, weren't you in on this sausage thing? It wasn't. Who was only on the sausage thing?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the vegan sausage
it
roll.
It was you in the vegan sausage.
When Greg's announced the vegan sausage roll. And Brooke, yeah, hold on. Let me turn you up.
That's not what you usually say. I've been faded out again.
we discussed the famous Greg's vegan sausage roll, and we said there's no such thing as a sausage that's vegan.
No,
and there's even less of a thing, Bruce, as a vegan steak. What is it? Come on, what is it?
It's inverted commas. So.
It's a potato or something, isn't it?
No. I don't know. What is it, Bruce?
Wheat gluten. Wheat gluten and lentils.
Blummies, really.
But then call
he's
it
really,
that.
He's really making me dribble.
Why would you call it a steak?
I was just about to ask that.
Well, it's marketing, isn't it?
I know. Why wouldn't you?
I still don't get it.
I'm a vegan who like to eat, who used to like to eat meat. Mm-hmm. So eating meat is not, I'm not a vegan because I don't like meat. I'm a vegan because I don't like how the animals are treated.
Sure.
So I'm trying to mimic meat at any formal way I try to do. Some vegans don't get it, and I get that. They don't get it, and they don't have to, because they're not my market.
Here's the thing, Bruce. Right. Here's the thing that does every vegetarian and every vegan, matter what, bacon.
Bacon smells like dead, like if you put blood and guts on a fire, that's what it smells like when you cook it. So I can't deal with it.
I'm not
part of the clan that go, but bacon.
But you don't do vegan bacon then?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You know why? The smell. The smell get me.
Yeah, yeah. Don't even talk about black pudding then.
Oh, no.
Never tasted it in my life.
Have you not?
You wouldn't want to. Have you seen how they make it?
Only because I knew what was in it, therefore I could never taste it.
Sure. Yeah.
Gross.
I couldn't deal with it.
See, I don't care. I'm
evil. I was a very fussy eater before I became vegan anyway. So
you were. Okay.
I think it's not fair to really say, because I wouldn't eat any form of meat that wasn't kind of straightforward stuff.
Sure.
So, anyway.
I'll do a couple more tweets and then we'll actually talk to Bruce properly, yeah?
Yeah.
Kim Stevens has been on again as well. She said, my awesome husband, Andy Stevens of Stevens Property Sales and Lettings, deserves a Business Bunker shout out today because he smashed the Esther Awards and is officially the best letting agent in Kent 2019.
That is so cool.
Well done. Yeah. Many congratulations, Andy. That's Andy Stevens of Stevens Property Sales and Lettings, based here in Ashford, and he won the Esther Award for the best letting agent in Kent. Nice one.
Wow.
And thanks for letting us know, Kim. Thanks. Yeah, good. You can do one more email, Bird, and then I'm going to talk to Bruce.
Well, it's very long.
Okay, we'll read it quickly.
All right. Tell me off. Tech Expo UK, Clive Empson Suite, the Kent Event Centre at Detling. And this is on the 26th of September at 9 till 5. So this is the first ever event of its kind in the southeast of England. It's a full day of exhibition for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build and grow their business with the power of technology. There are a myriad of speakers. There is Brian Sutton from Microsoft. There's Richard Bell from 10 Intelligence. There's Ben Abbott from Maximum Media. There's Will Charlesworth of Cripps Law, and there's Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie. They're all talking about really, I love what they're talking about. It's like being human in digital world, digital law, cybersecurity, how Microsoft is developing to help businesses. We've got workshops, which are Google partners. So Amy McManus is there. You've got the CEO of 62 Tech. You've got the CEO of Prisma Broadcast, Mike Hacker. You've got international speaker Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media. And they're all talking about things like keeping your business ahead, stop sales pitching, start conversations, how the proper use of video, having an adaptable content strategy plan. I love it. So this is a whole day, 9 till 5, 26th of September on the Thursday, and that is the Tech Expo UK. If you want to know more details, you need to go on to
www.techexpouk.com,
and on there you can see how to get the exhibition packages, what more to know about the hundreds of key buyers and business owners who will be looking there.
Fantastic. Thank you. Look, it's a pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Mr. Bruce Kidd of Oasis, the
thank you very much
operational accounting systems. Bruce, welcome back. It's lovely to see you again, as always. What have you been up to, mate?
Been busy.
Yeah.
Been recruiting, trying to do two jobs.
How are you finding that? It's difficult recruiting.
The recruitment
at the moment,
process was quite interesting. A lot of candidates. I find it very interesting when you look through CVs and you get 80 or so and you have to whittle it down and you think, but only five should have applied. So I don't, you know, it's quite a process to go through.
Yeah. What was the quality of them like? I've got 500 plus CVs on Jobs in Kent. If I want to laugh, I read them sometimes. Some of them are pretty appalling.
I've real issues with CVs because there's a way, you know, everybody's got a thing. Mm. For me, a CV shouldn't be longer than 2 pages.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's more than 2 pages, I don't care if it's one word on the third page, I don't read it.
Yeah.
So I would disregard anybody very quickly because they were more than 2 pages, for example. And that's just my thing.
Yeah.
Because if you can't represent and sell yourself in a page or in 2 pages, then really there's a problem.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And a lot of people are trying to move away from CVs altogether now because they are fairly meaningless.
Yes.
Cool. Good. Last time I saw you, you were planning for an event at the London Golf Club.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did that go?
That went very, very, very well. Yeah,
it was on construction, if I remember
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a productivity in the construction industry event. Mm. We had several speakers talking about areas around productivity for our construction clientele. So we were looking at things like how does training impact on productivity. We were doing interactive exercises, we had product demonstrations, and we ended with a bit of a networking lunch where everybody ate some food together and discussed their businesses and that kind of thing. Very good. London Golf Club, where we do a lot of our events.
Sure.
first event we had there when it didn't snow, so that was good.
Oh, right, yeah, because we put money on that, didn't we? Because you had mentioned it last time, every time, every time you went,
yeah. I was willing to put money on that. On the day, I was like, ooh, it's coming over black. Never snowed, but anyway.
Cool.
A great event, yes.
Yeah, good. And I think Linda Garcia and people that were speaking
about it. Linda and I do a lot of work together anyway.
Yeah.
So she opened with an interactive exercise for us on the day. I'm doing something with Business Vision Live tomorrow as well with her. But we work together on that. And also Joe Humphrey from Origin. She did a talk for us about training. And one of my customers stood up and told everybody how great Oasis is.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Did it cost you much?
No. Luckily nothing.
No, that's brilliant. So what's on horizon? What's coming down the line?
First thing for us tomorrow, we're concentrating on Business Vision Live. I'm hosting a round table session.
Okay, there. Let's deconstruct this. Do you know what stand number you're on?
I'm on stand 259.
259. 259, remember that, yeah.
Which is directly opposite the round table area. Anyway, right. I'm hosting a round table session at 11:30 with Linda, and we call it How Does Your Business View Productivity? So we've got a very small interactive exercise we're going to look at, and then some points we want to discuss. But round tables are obviously interactive sessions, so it's more about what people bring to the table rather than what I've got to say.
Of course.
And of course, it is Business Vision
Live. And what time's that round table? 11, did
it's
you say?
Half past 11. Only 30 minutes off the day. So Linda and I are kind of working together on this to get something out of that. And then, yes, after that, we've got the construction industry is changing how they do vatting in certain areas.
Right.
So they're introducing something called reverse charge VAT, which means that the responsibility of VAT is changing to the chain of people. So a main contractor, for example, would have subcontracted work out. Subcontractor would receive and pay the VAT over. That's changing. He's not going to receive the VAT. He's going to reverse charge the VAT, and the main contractor is going to receive the VAT and pay it over to the VAT man. So that's in a nutshell what's going to happen.
Is there a rationale for why they're doing it that way?
Because subcontractors set up the business, they never pay the VAT over and they fold in 6 months or a year, and the VAT man loses out on all the VAT money.
And we can't have that, can't we? Well, we can't have the government losing out on tax. Well, blimey.
So that's why it's changing. I think it will have an impact personally because suddenly subcontractors who are used to receiving £1,200 on a £1,000 bill then have £200 to play with their cash flow until they have to pay that over to the VAT man.
Yeah.
You know, legal guys that do it properly, but that falls away. So the cash flow will be totally affected by how they go forward.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it will affect people. I think the people in construction seems to be a bit scared of what's going to happen. Right. I don't think they all understand what's going to happen. So again, London Golf Club is our It's going to be our event for us, so we don't know.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because it swings around about to a large extent because VAT is an input tax anyway. But, you know, I understand entirely what you're saying, but really in the long haul, they're actually going to be better off because most of these firms get caught, don't they? Because they spend the money, then they go, I've got to pay the VAT bill. It's the VAT quarter. Oh, no. So in actual fact, it's actually to their benefit in the longer term, really.
I totally believe and agree with you. I mean, the industry needed that because companies are folding left, right and centre because of that. So it's really not how you want to go about doing business. This way, VAT is going to be paid by the main contractor. VAT man isn't going to be too upset. And the subcontractors who are proper subcontractors will still be working and doing work in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll be good at what they do.
Yeah, and it doesn't really have an impact on them, does it?
Absolutely, because
it's a wash through tax. I mean, so
Absolutely correct.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're going to be looking at that from 11:30 tomorrow. Yeah. What else are you planning, Bruce? You got anything else in the pipeline?
We obviously are the Bird mentioned earlier on the UK Tech Expo. We're exhibiting at the Tech Expo ourselves,
right?
To be involved with that again. On the day, trying to do as much stuff as we can. I'm also involved, Oasis is also involved with LinkedIn Live.
Right.
We are one of the sponsors of LinkedIn Live.
Oh, okay.
And at the next LinkedIn Live event on the 27th of June, I believe it is, I'm hosting the software corner.
Okay.
So,
for those that don't know, tell people a little bit about LinkedIn Live, what it is.
LinkedIn Live really is a, I want to say it's a social networking event in a way, but there's a connotation with LinkedIn, of course, so it draws a nice crowd, but it draws the right crowd because it's because of the connotation with LinkedIn, you get to speak to the right people in the right place, and that is very good about it. I think last time, I don't want to get the numbers wrong, but there were probably in excess of 400 people in the room.
I didn't go to it, but I heard it, there was a huge turnout.
It just grew so quickly that I think they had to look at the formatting of it, and which I have changed for the next one. So I believe it's going to be, again, excellent, and probably more people will turn up.
And that's on the 27th of June. Oasis are one of the sponsors of that event. Where's it?
It's at the Mercury in Maidstone.
So it's at the Great Danes again.
At the Great Danes again, yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Okie doke. We ought to just tell people that don't know, although most people do know now, that what Oasis does. You're a software company, but you're a productivity and everything software company, really, aren't you?
I think I want to call us a specialist software company. Mm-hmm. We have a range of software that we sell and that we use to introduce to our customer base, but it's chosen specifically for the function that they have, because they either complement what the business does or it gives them functionality that they normally don't have. Mm. And we go that extra bit further and we integrate everything the business does because that way their productivity increases as to what they do. So that's what we do. I think we're a I call us a specialist software company that help businesses.
I think you're an integrationist as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you integrate all the different aspects of whatever a business does into one platform. That kind of manages everything.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole idea has gone away nowadays for me where people bash information in several portals or several places. It's just not needed. Yeah. Errors occur that way. It's human, you know, so it's not needed. So that's what we try and minimize. When I look at a business that I'm trying to introduce my software at, part of what I look at is the idea of how much time do you spend doing needless work? I could save you 5 hours a week. You know, it's quite a massive thing. And sometimes people don't realize it because it's what we've always done. So that's what we do. We try and integrate the business
fantastic. And you're right, you know, especially with smaller businesses, you'll find that they're doing some of it on a spreadsheet, some of it on a bit of an accounting software, some of it on the back of a fag packet, some of it in a shoebox, and you know, it just all kind of gets out of kilter. And that's where mistakes happen, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's when decisions about your business becomes very difficult because you don't have access to what's actually going on in the business.
Absolutely. We had a young lady on the show last week, Lucia, who's just launched a business which is a data analytics business where she builds a dashboard where you can see all of your company data. And more people are starting to realize that unless you have control over your company data, you have no control over your company. Yeah. And of course, if you don't have integrated systems, you don't know what you're looking at and you've got to pull it all in from somewhere else and make everything work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything becomes a huge process to get to some information.
Yeah.
I know a lot of companies that could spend up to a week and a half producing their management accounts at the end of the month.
Right.
That shouldn't take a week and a half. You know, you could have taken 20 decisions in that week and a half about your figures.
Yeah.
But that is just the way, you know, things have been. People are changing, though. Businesses are changing. As technology evolves, they start looking at introducing newer software into the business, and that's when you kind of get hold of the idea that there is integrated stuff, and that's when changes happen for people.
Yeah, and to a large extent, we're being moved that way in any case, you know, with digital reporting and, you know, online tax.
With the introduction, like, and making tax digital, you know, and we all know that's just going to go further steps to VAT.
Yeah.
That becomes important, you know, because what you now have to do is, okay, you might have a group of companies, but each one of them use a different bit of software kit. Mm. Now you have to get bridging software because you can only upload to one portal at one bit of kit.
Yep.
So adjustments and it's you know, but if you have an integrated system that kind of brings it all together, that doesn't happen.
Yep,
so
sure.
Again, this is a further thing that I think is going to push people to really start looking at how can we bring our figures together rather than have it all separate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's the resistance, Bruce? Why aren't people seeing that it needs to be integrated?
Because they've always done it that way. That's mostly what I find. People are very resistant to change because they can't see the benefit in what they're going to be doing because they haven't done it before.
Are they in fear that what they've invested already in the product that they've got they literally have to start from scratch again. Is that, is it a waste of time, a waste of money?
I think it depends on the workforce. If the workforce is for the older generation, they tend to not be happy with trying to do change because it means having to learn everything from scratch. And most people don't want to do that. If you have a younger generation, they are actually forcing the workforce to be more digital because they want to be on their phones. They want to be on social media. So they are forcing a more of a change, and they're happy to change if you put it in the workplace. So it's very difficult unless someone in the organization realizes there is real change needed to make a difference, then it happens. Sometimes they make the change they don't want to and then see the benefit afterwards. So it's very difficult. There is a real resistance to change, but as technology evolves, people have to. You know, that's kind of a constant thing in life. You have to change and adapt as you go along. So that's what I find with the software. You have to, sometimes you have to take that step and then you actually go 2 or 3, 4 months down the line, you go, oh, actually, this is not too bad for me. I also think some of the older generation are scared that technology takes the jobs. You know.
And rightly, and I understand that
totally
as well.
Totally get it. Yeah, totally understand it. But it's not necessarily the case. Someone still needs to use the new technology.
So. It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because we talk about resistance to change, and it's actually the fear of change, which is what cuts in. But it's actually quite pathetic. I'm as bad. I don't, you know, when I go, do you know what? I've got to get a new phone. Oh, God. I've got to transfer all my contacts. It won't work the same. I was just about to buy an iPhone XR, and one of my friends, Mikey, has got one. And I went, "What's it like? Is it good?" And he went, "Yeah." And he started showing it to me. And I went, "There's no home button on that." And he went, no, it's completely different." I'm like, "No, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. It's completely different. I'm too old to sit down and learn how to use a new phone." But the funny thing is, if you're forced to do it, yeah, it actually doesn't take you very long, and it's not normally that difficult. It's just the thinking about it, which is the thing that's the problem, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then once you've done it, you think, I don't know why I didn't do this before. So it's absolutely true. But change is just a strange thing, isn't it? People just don't like doing it.
I think it seems an effort for people.
Yeah.
Change seems an effort. I mean, there's a correlation between change and productivity.
Yeah.
The instance you do change, productivity goes down a little bit, but because you do the change and introduce new technology or new systems, it then rapidly increases.
Of course it does.
You know, so there's definitely a business case for change, but we deal with people and their emotions in a business place. You know, Mavis have worked in a business for 30 years. She has a lot of say in why they shouldn't be changing systems. So, you know, that sounds a silly thing to say, but it's an absolute reality. Because they're used to what they're doing and they're working, and it's working for them. They fail to see it's costing them X or Y.
And also, they could be blocking themselves out from the future. That's the key thing, is you think that something's okay and it's working, but then you get to the point where you go, I can't do that. My systems don't allow me to do that. And everybody else is doing it. And you think, oh, no. And then it becomes a far worse change because you've then got a legacy system that you have to completely throw away and remove and replace with something else.
We've just had to introduce a new system to a customer who was still on a very old DOS-based system. And what it would run on from a server and technology point of view will not run the new software. And because that period of time has been so long for them waiting between doing anything, something like 12 years, it's then suddenly cost them everything because you not only have to have the software, you have to have the new printers and you have to have a new network and everything is different.
Yeah.
So it costs a lot of money. If you're resistant to change, at some point you have to, but then it costs you a lot.
Yeah.
Some businesses then fold.
It's really, I've been through this myself. My background was in IT and I've been through this so many times where you see organizations that have kept something going. We sellotape and string and bits of wax and all kinds of stuff. And you think at some point you've got to bite the bullet and do this. And you're just making it harder and harder and harder yourself by keeping it going in that same old way.
Or they do what my customer has done and prolong the agony by buying the Windows XP and the Windows Server 2000 machines up so that there's backup when they're using
Bright. Yeah, so they can back it up to their Commodore PET. Yeah, okay.
So, you know, that is the reality out there sometimes. Mm. You get the legacy systems and those are that's very difficult to change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very difficult to change.
Absolutely. And you also find that there's no one left in the organisation that remembers how you did it in the first place, so you don't know the bare code at the bottom of it all. I've been there so many times. Yeah. Unbelievable. Cool. Okay, so let's just recap on what you've got coming up with Oasis, Bruce. Tomorrow, manana, you've got the...
Tomorrow we've got the Business Vision Live with a roundtable session.
And you're on stand 259.
And then we've got, on the 27th of June, we've got the LinkedIn Live Kent event.
Yep.
And then we've got the Tech Expo, on the 26th of September.
Yep.
And I will also in September have my CIS event to look at the reverse charges for VAT.
Okay, cool. Fantastic. So lots happening with you guys.
A lot.
Keep on keeping on. Bruce, it's lovely to see you again. Thank you for that. Bruce is going to be leaving us at 2 o'clock because you've got to dash off and set up for tomorrow.
Yep.
But for the moment, Bruce Kidd of Oasis, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. There's loads happening. Including a really annoying fly in his studio that has already buzzed Casey twice, and now she's shooed it over to me, and it's now buzzing me. So, tweets and emails, what you got?
Well, you've all gone quiet on the tweets, haven't they?
I've got a tweet. I've got a tweet from Athelbray.
You have a go then.
Yeah, I've got a tweet from Athelbray. A Vanilla Web Bird on a Bike Business Bunker, delighted to announce we can now offer Mental Capacity Act training and modern slavery and trafficking. Hold on. Oh, I see. Sorry. I thought they were off. Right.
And
okay.
There we go. That's the end of our careers. It's gone.
Modern slavery and trafficking courses, which are vital information for many organizations in identifying potential victims and those in the public sector that work on the front line of such things. So they're offering courses in identifying victims of those kind of things. And they're also offering courses in Mental Capacity Act. So do check them out. That's Athelbray Limited. You can check them on the Twitter. Athelbray, Athelbraeltd is their Twitter handle. Check them out.
Really interesting. That's coming up as a topic because our little one, he went to a, they were doing a big schools thing about trafficking and about online security. So it seems to be a big thing at the minute about awareness on this. Very interesting. Anyway, I've got my first gift that has been sent to me today from the beautiful Butterflies event. It says, hi, Bird and a Bite, and I actually take this as quite an insult. Here's your first gift of the day. And it's Forrest Gump saying, hey.
Who's it from?
Oh, Butterflies events.
Right.
But it's like Forrest Gump. Is that a compliment? Or what do we think?
I prefer the 50 Shades one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Kate.
Yeah, Amanda Flanders. I don't know what that is. I think it's because I run. Maybe?
No, he's on a boat.
I think he's just waving.
Or is it fishy? Or what's going on?
I think he's just waving.
Love it. I love her gifts. I don't know. I think she spends all day preparing them for me the next day.
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
Yes, indeed.
I've had a tweet from Prospect Tree Mortgages. And they say, hi, I'd love a shout out today, please. We're tuning in. Say hello to Laura Buxford or Buxford Law, as they're normally known, but Law Buxford is their Twitter handle, from us at Prospect Tree.
Prospect Tree.
What about Nettie Bunn, who brought them on the show in the first place? Have they said
never
hi to her?
You.
Can you just delete the tweet?
Yeah, sorry, perfect, deleted. We can't. I'm gonna.
I can't delete the mention though.
Yeah, I'm gonna unmention you now.
Would you?
You are unmentioned because you didn't mention, but Nettie.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, tell them it's forget it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not interested. You're with me on that, aren't you, Casey?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Get out.
I've had a message from Simon Webster as well. He says, have a great show. We'll always welcome a name check for our new business, which is Talis IFA, T-A-L-I-S, and their independent financial analysts.
Sorry, I'm just seeing some stuff going on in Twitter. It's lovely.
And they're based
in... dogs on Twitter at the minute.
Dogs?
Yep.
What?
Tenterden Toilets. There you go. There's your shout-out.
Oh, that'll be why. That'll be Laura at Tenterden Toilets. Is she sent you a picture of her dog again?
Dogs of Twitter, it is.
Right, and what she sent you of? Husky?
Yeah.
Cool. Good. I did tell you that I would mention more about this, and just before we join the newsroom, I'm going to fill you in on what's going on with ZC Live. It's a free social media event in Kent. This will be the third year, I think, it's run. And ZC Live is back on the 31st of May. It's at the Strood Academy, and the ZC team are super excited to have lined up an amazing agenda, which they're going to keep revealing. I've got some of the speakers and some of the things that are happening, but there's going to be more. You can reserve your ticket, and it's totally free. The event, the breakfast, everything. There's a breakfast, everything. It's all free. eventbrite.co.uk/ZC Live 2019 tickets. There's a ZC Live breakfast, which is taking place from 8 until 9. And then there's workshops on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Some of the speakers are, of course, the absolutely gorgeously lovely, fantastic, brilliant Zoe Cairns. And then David Pepper from Twitter, Kevin Thorpe from Big Jam Studios, Andy Lambert from Content Cow, and Gemma Fairclough-Faines from Orchard Employment Law are just some of the speakers that are lined up for ZC Live this year. Do get your free ticket. Do be there. It's a fantastic event. There were about 500 people there last year. It was a huge event, and this year is going to be bigger, better, and bolder. And it's at the Strood Academy on the 31st of May, and your tickets can be obtained via Eventbrite. ZC Live 2019 tickets.
Nice.
Mm. What you got?
Butterfly Events has said he was just saying hello.
Right.
Is this better?
Yeah.
And it's another very nice tweet. So thank you. Yes. It was much better.
Good.
There we go. I think Amanda
is
famous.
Oh, I see what she's saying. Yeah.
Amanda's famous just for a GIF now. I don't care what she says anymore. I just think, get the GIF. I love a GIF off that we have on Tuesdays now.
Yeah.
We should do a prize. We should do some competitions. Let's go back old school. A GIF off.
A GIF off.
Yeah. Okay. We got Maidstone Business Awards. They're on the Thursday, the 27th of June at the Mercury at Great Danes. And I can't bear to say this, but I've got to say it. Then you've got Ashford Business Awards on Wednesday. Get ready for this, Nettie Bun. 28th of November. I can't even think. Is that in this year?
Can we have a summer first?
Ashford International, but I have to promote it, so there you go.
Well, they need people to apply for it, don't they? That's the whole thing. I mean,
it's November.
Yeah, it's not open yet, but yeah.
It's November.
They're just warning you. After all the fuss you made last year because you said you couldn't be in it.
I still can't be in it.
Yes, you can.
I'm not in Ashford. I'm global.
No,
I'm
global. You can. No, you can do it now.
Global.
I am Nettie Bun.
What she means is she's all over the place.
Why can't you do Ashford then? Ashford's within the globe.
I'm global.
She's all over the place.
Why
not
are you
global.
Laughing at me today?
Is it a matter of perspective?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to join the newsroom. What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.